Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I wouldn't do that because that would be in the
Then why can't I say noughties?
Because that's too vague.
And again,
but he just said 80s.
Quizmaster discretion. Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Scotland suffer a massive blow at the start of the Six Nations, now less than a fortnight away. We get the Leinster reaction to them drawing Harlequins in the last 16 of the Investec Champions Cup. And has Jack Crowley done enough to force his way ahead of Sam Prendergast when Ireland opened their Six Nations campaign against England? Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Scotland suffered a seismic blow to their Six Nations ambitions today. Captain Sione Tuipulotu and lock Scott Cummings have both been ruled out of the competition. Tuipulotu requires surgery after suffering what his Glasgow head coach Franco Smith described as a freakish injury to his pectoral muscle. The good news for the Lions head coach Andy Farrell is that Tuipulotu is targeting a return to action for Glasgow before the end of the season. Cummings, meanwhile, sustained a fractured arm during Saturday's 24-7 loss to Harlequins in the Champions Cup. The 28-year-old, who started Scotland's last seven fixtures in the Six Nations, will undergo further review to determine when he will be fit to return. In Tuipulotu's absence, Glasgow flanker Rory Darge will co-captain the Scots during this year's competition, along with Finn Russell. Gregor Townsend's side begin their campaign against Italy at Murrayfield on Saturday week. Yesterday's results in the Champions Cup finally provided us with the lineup for the last 16. Leinster advanced as second seeds after taking 18 points of a possible 20 to top Pool 2, which they completed with a bonus point win over Bath at the Aviva. Their reward is a Croke Park date with Harlequins in April. Should they come through that, Leinster will play either Glasgow or Leicester in the quarterfinals. Leinster scrum coach Robin McBride gave his view of that draw today.
Harlequins are a quality team and you can't take any team lightly at this stage of the competition. And I say that ahead of the Six Nations because, you know, the picture may change from an injury point of view to squad strengths, etc. Listen, it's going to be... There's no easy games left these days. You've got to be on it, you know, and... You know, thankfully on the weekend we were good enough to claw ourselves back into the game and get our noses ahead and stay there. But, you know, there's no easy games. I just happened to be watching the Saracens-Cast game. And even though, you know, Cast reportedly had a second string team, they were good enough on the day to beat Saracens at home. So there's quality teams in abundance and... you can't take anybody lightly, so I'd be loath to say that there's a right or a wrong side of the draw. Yeah, you can look at it from a Toulouse point of view, I suppose, because they're the informed team, but I think other than that, any team on their day can take it.
Bordeaux went through as imperious top seeds with Damien Penaud alone running in six tries in a 66-12 filleting of the Sharks. Next up for them is a home tie with Ulster. In the same section of the draw, Munster will visit their former out-half Ronan O'Gara and La Rochelle. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Alan Quinlan believed Munster's injury list will need to clear up to make that tie truly competitive.
I think if they have a couple of players back, and I'm talking about... physically, that's the challenge of playing against a really strong, powerful, physical, big La Rochelle pack of forwards. Who knows, come April, they may be in a really good position. And again, they won't be fancied as regards, they'll be underdogs. And they're a dangerous side, Munster, if they kind of get their tails up and their continuity and their attack can really benefit and be hard to defend against at times. So they have a chance, yeah, but it's a very tall order, really, isn't it, to go to La Rochelle. But, you know, La Rochelle, disappointing, yeah, I'm sure, at the weekend away to Benetton. Not as big a surprise as you may think, because that Benetton side is incredibly strong. There's a lot of really top quality players in that side, and they've been kind of building nicely, and they've a good few overseas players, really good overseas players in there as well. So, but yeah, that'll be an interesting one. I saw someone tweeting this morning, the Munster La Rochelle fans won't know who to cheer for that week.
Quinlan was also impressed by Jack Crowley's performance in Saturday's narrow defeat away to Northampton.
Everyone can acknowledge, you look at that performance, they're on the back foot, plenty in the game. It was ebbing, flowing both ways. And he had a really, really big performance. And he showed that he's a very physical fly half.
Yeah.
And he's... And that's a great advantage, because we don't see too many fly halves in the game who really want that physical and are able for that physical stuff. Of course, Siobhan Farrell, Johnny Sexton, there's definitely a few, Johnny Wilkinson, but most likely you're trying to protect your 10 and you don't want him mixing the physical stuff. And he's obviously, he's a very physical player, but the overall game, the decision-making, the tidying up in the backfield.
That was great.
The left boot clearance that time, the break at the end.
On the same side of the draw as Munster, Toulouse will be at home to the Sharks in the last 16, and Toulon will host Saracens. Back on Leinster's side, the other quadrant sees Northampton host Clermont, and Castres will face Benetton. Connacht's route to the Challenge Cup final could see them face three teams they've already beaten during the pool phase. Friday night's bonus point win away to Cardiff meant Pete Wilkins' side ended Pool 1 with maximum points and advanced as the competition's top seeds. By quirk of those seedings and Cardiff's fourth place finish in the same pool, the sides will meet again at the Dexcom in April. Should Connacht get through that, it's either Perpignan or Racing in Galway in the quarterfinals. Connacht picked up a bonus point win away to Perpignan in December, and they also benefited from Leon's travel sickness earlier this month, putting 52 points on the top Couture side in Galway, and they could meet again in the semi-finals. Pete Wilkins managed to take in all of that over the weekend.
We noted it, definitely. I think one of the benefits of playing on the Friday night just gone is that, you know, you can sit back, and once you've got our own review out the way, you know, there's lots of rugby to watch. You can see the results come in and see the standings taking shape, I suppose. So, yeah, it is a bit of a quirk of it. It's funny, European games in the last few seasons with Connacht, we seem to get certain teams, certain opponents in bunches. You know, it was Leicester a few years ago, Sale a little bit more recently, and it looks like it's going to be Cardiff this year. So it comes with its challenges, you know. You start to know that team, but you start to second-guess yourself, or there's a risk of second-guessing yourself as coaches, because you're always thinking, what have we shown them last time and what have they seen in us? Right now, you know, we'll obviously park that, and Friday's such a big game for us that all eyes, all focus is very much on that, particularly with the short week.
But it's Glasgow away for Connacht on Friday night back in the URC. It's a fixture that hasn't been kind to Connacht in recent seasons, but Wilkins hopes a pre-season trip to Scotland can stand in their favour.
Well, I think it's another tough game, you know, and Leinster, Ulster, Glasgow, like they're always always games that we've got to be at our best to win. And as you said, we've not had happy hunting historically over there in Glasgow. We went over in pre-season and won that game there, which, you know, although it doesn't count for much in pre-season, I think it's important mentally for the guys, firstly, to have played over there this season and played over there this season without our internationals, but also of just experiencing a win there. I don't think it's going to get you over the line on Friday night, but we did say at the time, you know, we'll be returning to this venue at a really important stage of our season. And, you know, there's even more importance on it having slipped up there with Ulster at home and the Bulls game at home. So it is hugely significant in terms of where we'll find ourselves going into the break and really the sort of two-thirds point of the season. We're sitting in 13th, which isn't good enough for where we want to be and where our supporters want us to be. But at the same time, a win, you know, propels you up the table pretty quickly as things happened last year. So it'll be really interesting, but a huge amount to play for us.
Back to Leinster, and James Lowe, Dan Sheehan and Will Connors will all be available for Saturday's visit of the Stormers to the Aviva. Sheehan's the longest term absentee of the three, having been out since July's first test with the Springboks, wherein he suffered an ACL injury. Lowe hasn't played since suffering a calf injury in Ireland's November win over the Wallabies. A hamstring injury has kept Connors sidelined since the end of November. Sheehan and Lowe will link up with the Ireland Six Nations squad after Saturday's URC fixture, and McBride is delighted to have the hooker back in the mix.
Oh, he's up there with the best, Dan, in fairness to him. Yeah, he was really going well. Unfortunately, he picked up that injury. But, you know, he's a modern modern-day hooker, really, with regards to his attributes away from the set piece. You know, he's sound at set piece, but he's, you know, it's obvious to everybody he's got so much to offer in the game outside of that as well.
Finally, more bad news on the injury front for Munster today. Mike Haley went for a scan for an ankle injury he sustained in Saturday's defeat at Franklin's Gardens. Niall Scannell's a doubt for Saturday's game away to the Dragons in the URC, having failed a HIA on Saturday. Shane Daly, though, is progressing through the return to play protocols after missing Northampton with a head injury of his own. John Hodnett will be assessed this week for a leg injury. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.